also. Last point. Counting the cost. All in. Verses 41 and 44. We're talking about Jesus here and the servant's heart attitude. The servants of Martha and Mary. Let's look at verse 41. The servant's response to Jesus' command to remove the stone. What does it say? So they removed the stone. Do you understand culturally? They were going to be, if you came within 6 feet of a grave, you were ceremonially unclean. Never mind touched the grave or went into the tomb. They didn't care. They obeyed Jesus. They weren't concerned about what man would think, even what their masters would think. It says, so they removed the stone. When Jesus says to you, through the Holy Spirit, remove the stone, what is your response going to be? Is it going to be, so you removed the stone? I hope so. That's the correct response. It doesn't say there. There's no indication they hesitated, they questioned Jesus. It's likely that these men were the same servants that Martha, because it was her house, sent to Jesus to say, the one whom you love is sick. I believe they were the same ones. And they heard Jesus' response. And I believe faith was birthed in them. When Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, it's for the glory of God. That was John 11, verse 4. This sickness is not unto death. Same servants, verse 44, John 11, 44. Then they obeyed the second command. They had to go into the tomb. They had to get themselves dirty. Remove, unbind him, and let him go. Take those grave clothes off of him. He's not dead. He's alive. Grave clothes don't belong on him. I have pronounced life, and life abundantly. And just not as a sideline, as a result of their obedience, what does the scripture say? And many, therefore, of the Jews believed. Because they entered the realm of faith. They responded to the word of truth and life that Jesus spoke. Verse 45, John 11, many believed. So, I don't know what your stone is this morning, but you need to remove it in Jesus' name. He's not going to remove it. If you're waiting for him to remove it, you're going to be waiting till hell freezes over, as they say. It's not going to happen. He wants you to remove that thing. He wants you to speak to that stumbling block, that barrier, that hindrance in your life. be thou removed and cast into the sea for the glory of the king. That's what his expectation is, and that's what your and my expectation should be also. If the stone has to be removed in order to experience resurrection life. Are you seeing this, church? That stone had to be taken away symbolically of spiritual things in my life and in your life. Resurrection life is beyond the stone. We've got to get beyond those things that are standing in our way. We can get beyond those things in the mighty name and resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. When are you going to get excited about that? We as a church need to take off our grave clothes, the Lord says, and move forward into our destiny, what he sees this church to be, what he envisioned this church to be when it was planted, when it was established by him, not by a team from Connecticut. It was established by the Lord. And that's why it's still standing today, because it's his church. Get rid of our grave clothes and walk into our destiny. It's waiting for us. It can't happen for the church unless you do it individually also, because you have a destiny. You have a future in him. Jeremiah 11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, for a future and a hope. John 4:23, an hour is coming and now is. An hour is coming and now is. A time is coming and now is. Don't wait for the time. The time is. He's been orchestrating things in the last few months. If you don't see it, then you need to be revived from a place of the grave. The celebration Presbytery Weekend wasn't about the words that people got. Those were awesome. They were true. They were faith-filled and empowered. But what you had to understand, God was revisiting and recharging and refiring the church. And he's expecting each and every one of you, not just the ones who got a word. Every one of us have a responsibility to respond to what happened and what was spoken. Because it was a spiritual event. Same thing with the Campbells when they visited us. God is changing the atmosphere. And he's changing the atmosphere because he is readying this house for those he has selected to be a part of us. It's not about me. It's not about if I'm a perfect pastor or awesome preacher. It's about him. Who he is. He wants to display his glory and his power in this place. In you and in me also. An hour is coming for us to take responsibility for what the Lord has spoken. And I, for one, I'm not going to let you off the hook. That's my charge. That's my responsibility as the shepherd of this house. If you're not moving, you're going to get a kick in the butt. Some of you don't need it, but you do. You need a kick. Gentle, but firm. Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, who's we? We, and the margin there says about speaking the truth, holding on to and walking in. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up and into all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. And the Lord even gave me a bonus for you this morning as I was going over that word. And this is the last scripture, Amy. Revelations 3. Wasn't in my preparations until this morning. Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, see, there's the qualifier. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, are you willing to open the door this morning? If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, here's his promise. I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. He who overcomes what? These stones, these things that are designed by the enemy of your soul to short-circuit your destiny in Jesus Christ. He who overcomes these things, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne. As I also overcame and sat down with my Father on the throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. If you think it's what I'm speaking, you're wasting your time. It's the Spirit of God speaking to you through me this morning. I didn't get this message out of a book. I got this message from sitting before Him. This is the place where we need to focus in these days, sitting. Not rattling off our long prayer lists, our desires, our wants, our needs. He knows all of that. He's looking for us to have intimacy with Him. No agenda. Clear the slate. Here I am, Lord. I'm just here to be with you. That's my only desire. Does this preach? Does it sting? Ooh. Well, the word is supposed to sting. It's supposed to cut when we need to move and respond and do something. Hearing the word and doing nothing is like being deaf and dumb. And you're not deaf and dumb. So hear what the Spirit says today. It's time to get rid of your grave clothes. Time of mourning is past. Time of rejoicing. Time of the Lord releasing you. There's nothing that gives me greater joy than see the Lord release you. Thank you, Lord. Are you hearing his heart this morning? I hope you are. You know, the last two Sundays, my heart has been burning during the worship. I haven't experienced that for a while. I'm not saying it's something wrong or something bad. I'm just saying the Lord is getting my attention. I even think it's in that song, you know, that you said, "Our hearts burn for you, Lord." There's a lyric to a song that says, "My heart burns for you." What is the place of your first love today in your life? I'm not talking about when you got saved, or in the last 10 years, or the last 5 years, or even the last year, or the last month. Where is our heart today for our first love? Is it burning? Is it set ablaze by the Holy Spirit? That's what needs to happen. Because that translates into action. That translates in responding and taking responsibility for the Word of God. I pray that the Holy Spirit is relentless in your life. God loves us too much for us to stay where we are today. Too much. He loves us too much for us to stay like we are. He has great plans. He has awesome things planned for you and I. We may not see it. We may not even believe it today. That doesn't change the facts. It doesn't change the truth of what he has planned and what he has spoken over me, over you, over this house. So I pray that the Holy Spirit is released in a relentless way in your life. That's a tough prayer. Honestly, that's a tough thing for me to say. But I'm saying it to me. Because I am part of this church. First, pastor is just my function. This is my house. And I want this for myself, and I want it for all of you as well. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and will do and continue to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.